The way we consume and share news today, it is largely rooted in social media outlets, a reason why it's crucial to look at what's being discussed online for our daily social media minute. We're joined by Erica in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Do you have family heirlooms collecting dust?
I think so.
Yeah, I think I have some.
I must.
I've inherited.
Yeah, I mean, our family, we moved around so much since I was born. So, you know, some valuable items, like, I don't know, for me, valuable items are old family photos, you know, like of when my uncles and my mom were babies, things like that. My mom would tell me stories about this, these family albums, but I never got to see them. And we try to look for them, but my mom's like, you know, I think they got lost along the way somewhere, which makes me really sad.
Yeah. Pictures are worth so much more than 1,000 words. I only bring it up because there's this first story that got everyone's attention, and I'm thinking, should we reconsider our heirlooms and get it appraised?
Yeah, perhaps, like this one middle school student did, who recently brought along with them a valuable item. Well, they thought it was valuable.
Okay.
And they brought it along to an antique appraisal TV show, Jinpun Pum Myeongpum, and the show has been around since 1995.
A close friend of mine used to host this program.
Really? Okay.
He loved it because, you know, he wanted to guess whether something was valuable or not, and he never got it right. Uh-huh.
You know, anyways, this valuable family heirloom that this teenager brought along turned out to be a masterpiece of Buddhist art called, well, the name itself is long, Gamjigeumni Daebang Gwangbul Hwaeumgyeong.
Oh,
and this is estimated to be, the value is estimated to be around 1 billion won, or roughly 750,860 US dollars. A lot of money.
How did they know that this could be potentially valuable? That's so interesting. But anyway, it turns out it's really valuable.
Yeah, so this TV show was broadcast on March 3rd, and this 8th grade student presented this Buddhist scripture saying that it was something that had belonged to their grandfather for a really long time.
Okay.
And, you know, the teen said that their grandfather always said that it was something very, very precious. Because it was all made of gold, both the text of the scripture as well as the illustrations.
Okay, so the kid's grandparents kind of gave him or her a clue as to whether it could be really valuable. Okay, so they appraised it.
It's completely gold.
Okay, no, that looks valuable.
It looks really valuable, right?
Yeah, I would take my
grandpa's
word for it.
An unseasoned eye.
Yes.
I'm no expert at Buddhist art,
not
but...
Not either.
Right, so...
Look at that when it's sort of, unfolded.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. So the appraiser of calligraphy and ancient books who was on the show explained that the piece is called the Hwaeumgyeong for short. So it's a Buddhist scripture that is fundamental to the Buddhist sect here in Korea. Mm. Now, the text and illustrations are painted with a brush in gold, and the piece uses a technique called geumni, which involves mixing gold leaf powder with glue. And normally a sutra painting includes a simplified illustration of the scripture's content, also a cover illustration and the text of the scripture. Now, it also should include a dedication which expresses the purpose of creating the sutra painting, which, by the way, is missing from this particular piece.
But there is, some, scriptures written on it.
Yeah.
So I'm sure the appraiser was able to make some guesses.
Yes.
Like, how old is this Buddhist art?
It's estimated to have been created in the early 1300s. Now, because of the rather poor condition of the cover, although I thought it looked beautiful while we're streaming the image, its value has gone down by about 10%. If it had included that dedication, its value would have been twice as much as what it is now. But oh well.
I think the family's still thrilled to know that the family heirloom is worth this much. It's valuable. Has a teenager expected the piece to be worth this much?
Well, the teenager had expected it to be worth a lot, but they had hoped for an appraisal value of 1 million won, Peng Man on. And this is what they said. Quote, I wrote down the biggest amount I could think of because my grandfather had said it was valuable. So for a teenager, it's 100,000 won. That's cute, right? Now, the appraisal came out to 1 billion won, like we mentioned before. In fact, it now ranks among the highest appraisals ever given on the TV show.
Highest. Yep. That's such a big moment, I've got to say. I wonder what they're going to do with the heirloom. What did the experts have to say about the piece itself?
You know, they were astounded.
Okay.
They were super, super excited. The appraiser said that it is believed to be a unique piece produced on a state level back in the 1300s. And it was considered, the value was considered for its historical value as a Goryeo Buddhist painting. He also mentioned the piece is currently designated as a tangible cultural property in the city of Daegu. And, you know, he said, we've seen a truly great piece today. It is my first time seeing this in person, too. Now, the teen's final words were really sweet and simple. They said, I've learned a lot thanks to my grandfather. I hope he stays healthy and lives a long life. Doesn't mention anything about the money.
No, that's probably not the focus either, right? They're just really glad to know that it is valuable.
I think so.
And they have stories to tell their families.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now go looking for your family heirloom. Let's see if it's valuable. All right, on to our second story, like staying with the same network, but KBS is apparently facing backlash after abruptly replacing the host of a rather popular, long surviving show.
Yes, and we talked about this show on this segment when the host of the show, the original host of the show, Song Hye, passed away. It's been a little over a year, and then the show, the host of the show was replaced by Kim Shin-young, who is a comedian here in Korea. And in a surprising turn of events, this network, KBS, has sparked a lot of controversy by unexpectedly letting go of Kim Shin-young as the host of this long-standing talent show, the National Singing Contest. Mm. So last week, the news broke that Kim Shin-young would be hosting her last episode of the show in Seogwu District in Incheon on March 9th.
Last week, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, talk about 2 weeks' notice, but that's rarely done in a show with such a big attached fan base.
Correct.
That has a legacy to uphold, I suppose. And Kim Shin-young is great at her job. Mm-hmm. So now this is kind of where it gets a little bit more tricky. The decision by KBS came as a surprise not only to the viewers, but also turns out to Kim Shin-young and the show's production team, who were reportedly unaware of the change until recently.
Yeah, that's why it's drawn a lot of criticism, because the company had not properly informed and should have informed its host prior, and for the lack of transparency in its decision-making process. Mm. Now, despite the backlash, KBS has extended its gratitude to Kim Shin-young for a job well done, for her contributions to the show, and as for the viewer support for the new show host, Nam Hee-seok, who was recently appointed as the new host.
Is it fair to Kim Shin-young or Nam Hee-seok to put them in these positions, right? This could have been a smooth transition, I'm sure.
I think so. It could have been done better, for sure.
I'm not sure what the full scope of the story is. I'm sure KBS has its own defense, but it doesn't sit well, I think, with the viewers.
Yeah.
Now, like you said, Erica, Kim Shin-young took over the host job for the National Singing Contest back in October of 2022.
Yes.
She succeeded the late Song Hye, who had hosted the show for nearly 34 years before his passing.
Yes, that's right. Her appointment was initially met with positive feedback because, a lot of people thought that she brought a rather youthful energy to this show, which has been a cultural landmark in Korea since its inception in 1980.
Not to mention, she had big shoes to fill.
Yep.
It just felt like she was an entirely different kind of host.
Correct.
And that's wonderful that you can both support the legacy and the incoming young host.
Yep.
Now, I'm sure viewers and the production team alike are waiting to see how the transition unfolds, what the new direction of the show may be.
Yeah. I guess we'll have to wait and see. Nam Hee-seok is also a really well-known figure in Korean entertainment. And, you know, I guess he'll bring his own style to the show. Now, the first episode under Nam Hee-seok's hosting is scheduled to air on March 31st.
All right. And on to our last buzzword today. it's been a thing for a while, but I just think it's funny that, I don't know, trends go in cycles. Should I be a hoarder and keep everything in my
closet
now?
Can I even call this a trend? Because, I mean, it's not like it's new. It's been around.
We use it every day.
Exactly. Look at Lena.
And I'm not particularly trendy. So Korean stars are really ditching wireless earbuds for the old school earphones.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know if it's a retro trend or just the convenience of not charging them, because I use buds and I often forget to charge them.
That's me all the time.
Yeah, which means I can't use them when I really want to. But anyways, they're making a comeback, apparently, on an episode of this YouTube show released last year. Lee Seo-jin's New York, New York. Actor Jung Yoo-mi was seen wearing these wired headphones or earphones, which prompted a rather curious question from fellow actor Lee Seo-jin. You know, it's like, what's up with your earphones? And her response was, well, MG generation uses.
Yeah.
Well, she was right, because a growing number of millennial and Gen Z Korean celebs have been seen with these wired earphones lately. Just to drop some few names, actor Han So-yi was seen at Incheon International Airport with a white wire dangling from one ear. Moon Ga-young was spotted with wired earphones at the airport as well. Blackpink members Jennie and Rosé have also been spotted embracing this trend. We're streaming images now. I'm not sure if you saw this, but Rosé was recently on this, you know, the YouTube show, interview with Vogue France. And it was called Inside Blackpink Singer Rosé's Handbag. And she was seen taking out her wired earphones and saying she uses them because she's not good at charging things.
Hey, we're in good company, aren't we?
That's right. And, you know, Apple has quickly, very swiftly, responded to this emerging trend and launched new wired earphones in September last year. So it's been going on for a while, but I think more people are talking about it.
It's so funny. Someone's doing their jobs. They're relaunching the wired earphones.
There we go. We just I think we just streamed an image of Lee Hyori wearing one of those as well.
Okay.
Using one of those.
Okay, not to say that Lee Hyori is old, because I think she'll always be trendy. She's always a star.
Always.
But my point being, if the older generation starts using it, isn't the trend over? Isn't that how that cycle goes?
I don't know how trends work.
All right. One important thing to note is, and mind you, I forget all the time, is to connect earphones to the latest smartphones. You can no longer use the old round jack, but rather a Type-C connector.
That's right.
And you need to change the ends of your earphones if you want to connect with the newer phones.
Exactly. So be careful before you purchase one of these. The European Union has passed a legislation to standardize electronic device charging ports to the USB Type-C starting this year.
Okay.
So the familiar round jack is a thing of the past now.
Thanks, Erica.
Pleasure.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
If you're listening to our program using the podcast service, just a reminder that we do go live Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Korea Standard Time. So tune in and help us make the show more informative by giving us your input. See you bright and early on Good Morning Seoul.